The Mounting Yard.
Go for it, Doc.
All right, Bendigo. My best of the day is in the first, actually. Race one, number nine. Now, this is a race filled with debutantes, some with varying degrees of jump out and trials. The horse that I really liked, and I think it's a favourite, but it's a pretty reasonable price, is Savvy. The Denny O'Brien runner, Damien Lane in the saddle, resumes. It's had a couple of starts going back to June of this year. Bendigo on a heavy deck, and then at Mowi. And I thought showed enough in that, you know, early preparation as a two-year-old to come back and, you know, get the job done today. So it's trialled up okay at Colac. There's a couple of scratchings out of the race. Clan Dior was a chance, I thought. So that's out. Herbert Park is out as well. So we'll end up jumping from barrier number seven in this smallish field. And, yeah, I thought was a really, really good winning chance today and the right price. So race one, number nine there, Savvy. Aubrey, race three, number six. Now, Aubrey's not for a little while, but this race over the 1,400. It's a soft five up there. Harlem Nick, Benny Brisbane. Now, he's in sensational form at the moment, Ben Brisbane. Usually when he backs one or the stable, they go well. There's certainly been really good money right throughout the course of the last night and this morning. It's into $2.80, and Jack Martin rides been given a little freshen up between switchy proof performance and today, and I think that'll get the job done. Tamworth, race three, number six at Tammy today, which is over the 1,200 metres. This Cody Morgan runner, we know, Exomia, hasn't won this preparation, but the horse goes okay. It's a soft five up there as well, handles those conditions, has drawn the pole. I'm expecting Ash Morgan to... is Cody Morgan and Ash Morgan related?
I would good chance that they are. But,
yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It's not something that I know of.
Barrier one's important because this horse sort of get back run on, but it can sit close enough there from barrier one to be very, very hard to beat. And then Home Hill, not my forte, but I thought I've got two plays here and I'm running them as a multi. Race one, number three, I think Chow Bicky is the horse to beat in the first at 340. And then, obviously, race two, I tell you go, the $1.30 pop, race two, number four, just going to run a multi between those two at Home Hill. So they are my best bets today.
You little beauty. Okay, I am going to Bendigo, race number four, number six, Shake and Bake for the Bob and Camp Bobo and Harry Coffey. It's drawn a little bit awkwardly, but comes in a couple of gates. And so hopefully it can just take a spot just off speed and get a sweet run. Race four, number six, Shake and Bake. Then you can get that at $4.60. Then I go to Tamworth and I'm going race four, number two, Wanda River with Ash Morgan on board from gate two. This has been knocking on the door. It's been going around those good maidens and it's been sound enough. But up to the 1400 is going to be the key here. Gets a sweet run from that gate and I think it is ready to win. Then we go to Aubrey. And I'm going race three, number four. So that last one, you get that at 280. Aubrey, race three. And this is number two. Sorry, race four, number three. Very Seamus. Race four, number three. Very Seamus. This is at $12. I'm a fan of this. And I just reckon, like, this is very short, this horse of Jason Lyons, and Very Seamus has been sound enough. First up was okay. It's had a bit of racing under its belt, but it was good last time round, and I just reckon it was over the odds, $12. I reckon it's a good hope. And then I go to Home Hill, race four, number four, Rubik's Choice for your man, Adrian Late. He's a good pilot. He'll give this a good ride. 1,000 metres. It's in your favour to be on speed at Home Hill. I was talking to my good friend, Nathan Grubby Day, up in Cairns there, and his girlfriend's got a few rides there today, Jenna Edwards, and he said, I told her to jump and just be on speed. That's the place to be at Home Hill. So we don't want to be getting too far back today at Home Hill. Right.
Grubby has a girlfriend?
Hey, yeah, he's got a girlfriend.
Well, that is significant.
Yeah, it's yep.
The Grubster.
Well, and he's going back to meet the parents too for Christmas. You little beauty. How good. So good stuff. So there is. I've done quaddies for Bendigo and Home Hill. So looking forward to that.